I learned that I can literally do anything that I put my mind to, but I can't do everything. And I had to be okay with that.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Attention, attention, attention. You're tuning into the Going North Podcast. And today's special sponsor is the Going North Podcast Advancement Shop, baby. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Because we got some brand new hats now to add to the collection. So that's right, folks. We got some Going North Podcast hats, some Advance Others to Advance Yourself hats, and a few other designs. So head over to the goingnorthpodcast.com shop. Pick up a hat or two. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. You're going to be in for a treat that's good enough to eat five times over, y'all, because we got a mindset expert in the building, y'all. That's right, indeed. Because not only is she joined the business of immortality with her first ever book, she helps folks to get to their next level in life and be a about it, y'all. That's right, indeed, because she's also a wonderful wife as well as a highly sought after, you're dead right, folks, the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, y'all, a highly sought after transformational life coach. Let's give it up for the CP, not three, but the one, the only, Chloe Penta. How you doing today, Chloe?
I'm good, Dom. Thank you for having me.
It's great having you here. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, a sister who's about her magic. You love to see it.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. Yes, ma'am, indeed. Well, as you know, all introductions aren't allowed to be 85.5 years long, and I probably only covered 85.5 seconds of make sure you're the clothes that you are today. So my filling in any cavities I may have missed about you, and I became the wonderful lady that you are today.
No, I think you hit it right on point. I'm the author of Untapped Magic. And my book has, so far, the feedback that I'm getting has helped a lot of people in their lives right now. They've been able to use the modalities and tools in the book to help them up-level their lives and create the type of life that they're looking to live. I'm also a coach and consultant, so I help people as well as organizations to help their teams to become the best that they possibly can be.
Sweet. Best they can be. So no stingers involved?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, okay. So there you go, folks. You're safe. You're the right, folks. It's untapped, not unstung, y'all, because there's no stinger involved. You're good. That's right. You're unstung hero, y'all. Oh, man. But I heard you had a past life as an IT consultant, too.
Yeah, so I dibbled and dabbled in IT, and it's something that I still do to this day. But when my husband and I, when we moved to LA, this was back in 2017, I was starting in coaching, but for me to be able to bring in some income, because my coaching business was still very early on in its stages and in its infancy, I became a consultant and I had to learn something new. My husband, who is in tech, he was able to help guide me, and I was able to pick up some new skills and learn applications that would allow me to earn some money. And it was something that I've kind of stuck with. So I still do it. Sometimes if there's a client that needs some expertise in a field that I know, then I'm able to do some projects for them. But yeah, consulting was something that I didn't think I would get into. But because he was a consultant at the time, I just kind of went with the flow and learned what I needed to learn in order for me to up level at that time. But yeah, it's something that I do as well because I find that it's something I enjoy and it's helped me to get where I am. But also, I learn a lot when I work with other organizations, and it's been able to help me to also meet people and to grow my practice. So, yeah, it's what I started out doing when I first moved to LA.
Oh, so I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So my goodness. So I guess with being in the IT field, did you stand out a lot being a young lady, especially probably during your phase of learning all the stuff that some folks would consider woo-woo, even though it's just law of attraction, among other things?
Well, definitely. I mean, firstly, being a woman of color back in 2017, there still are not a lot of women in tech who are women of color. We are more prominent now than we have been, but usually a lot of my counterparts were male, and it was just something that at first I wanted to make sure I was able to do what I was coming to do, but I also wanted to make sure that I found my place at the table. So it took me some time to actually kind of feel comfortable. But as time went on, I was able to call in my worth, and using some of the modalities and tools I actually talk about in the book helped me to become a really good consultant so that I'm able to do what I need to do for clients and then just kind of grow from there. But yeah, I knew that I wanted to do something that allowed me to light up myself and use my passions. But also, I wanted to be able to do something that would allow me to grow and challenge myself. So I don't have just one thing that I love to do. There are many things I love to do. And I'm happy that I've been able to come full circle and kind of bring those things together on a collective level. So I've definitely learned a lot through consulting. And I also love that I do get to coach clients and help them as well. And then writing this book has helped me to reach more people because now I can help people who are maybe just curious about how the law of attraction can help them and how they actually can apply it with the modalities and techniques I talk about in the book.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So what was it like putting the book together with, I imagine, a busy schedule, consulting and coaching?
I carved out my weekends and I dedicated the weekends to write the book. And during the week, that was my focus time for me to just focus on coaching and consulting. That was all I did throughout the week. And the weekends were my writing time because for me, when I'm doing something, I get so ingrained in that thing that it's difficult for me to pivot and switch over to something else. It's difficult for me to switch my gears. So I try and focus only on one thing. And Friday night, after I was done with clients, I would then switch on the gear to writing. I would prep my office and I would have candles. I would have all the stuff that got me in the writing space. And I would have what I would call writing retreats on the weekends in my office. It was just me. But I made it so that if I had a word count goal I wanted to hit for the weekend, that I would hit it just by writing for, like, let's say 4 to 6 hours a day on the weekends or doing research. And that's how I wrote the book. I just took out some weekends and I made it happen.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about. Making it happen like a captain. You love to see it. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Whether it's crunch time or not, the captain was happy. That's right indeed. Yes, man, indeed. So my goodness, so what you learned about yourself through the whole process?
I learned that I can literally do anything that I put my mind to, but I can't do everything, and I had to be okay with that. And
I
I
feel
think
you.
that, I can do anything, but I can't do everything. And I knew that what I am strong in, I would continue to learn and grow and get better in my craft, the craft of writing, the craft of being an artist, the craft of having clients, the craft of just knowing something and just trying to learn as much as I can and take that in. but not trying to be a master of everything. So when I wrote the book, I wanted to make sure that the things that worked out for me in my life, because I talk about the modalities and the techniques I used in my own life, as well as my clients' lives, and how they've been able to change, and how those things have worked for me and my clients. But I also wanted to make sure that the information in the book is backed by science, by psychology, by neuroscience, so that these methods are proven to work if we just put in the work. So I wanted to make sure that anybody from any walk of life can actually do what I'm telling them to do in the book. So that propelled me to understand that, yeah, I can do anything I want to do. I can manifest whatever I want to do, but I can't do everything. So whatever I didn't know or didn't understand, I took the time out to research it and make sure that I was able to get the best knowledge and translate that so that anybody can understand what I'm talking about in the book, so I can make it easy and digestible.
I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. And yeah, I'd say you did a good job with the book itself. Read through the first 100 pages. Some definitely some good stuff. Wish I was able to finish
No,
it, but
thank you.
yeah,
No, I'm
my.
grateful for that.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely finish it after the conversation. But it's like, yeah, this is definitely some good stuff indeed. Because like some older books on the topic that you might find is like, I'm a little bit more on the difficult side of the game to kind of pick up, because like, oh man, it's kind of archaic here. It's like I'm trying to read the other 600 commandments behind the 10, and this one's like, oh nah, it's basically some sticky note action metaphorically. It's like straight to the point with stories you can get.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to write the book, because the books I read growing up, they were either convoluted or I didn't really understand, okay, this is great, but how can I apply what you're talking about into my life? Or there was nothing to apply to my life to make it work. There was no action steps. It was simply just think happy thoughts or say these mantras and that's it, the end, good luck. But that really wasn't something that was concrete for me. Some things shifted in my life. My mindset shifted. I was able to become a happier person, but I wasn't able to manifest or create the life that I wanted. And the things I was able to manifest, I didn't understand how I could keep them or how I could manifest bigger and better goals and have greater success. So I wrote this book for someone who really wants to change their life on a holistic level, meaning in every single area. And it gives them the exact steps for manifesting really small goals to big goals so that they know, okay, if I want to manifest a house this time next year, I know what I need to do. Or if it's in the next 6 months, or if I want to attract the perfect partner, I now know what I need to do. It gives them the tools and modalities for every area in their life, which I think a lot of books lacked as far as speaking to an audience that is underrepresented, but also speaking to an audience that's young and people who are looking for a younger voice to help them to really cultivate what they want and to go after that thing. And that's really who I wrote the book for, was a younger version of myself, for my nephew, for people who are just really looking to continue to have success and they have a guide to help them get there.
There you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. So the Chloe was playing a Millie can have this book floating on her head at the same time. That's right. So I'm talking about dudes. I'm talking about dude. So my goodness, so what are you looking to manifest these days now that you basically accomplished a whole giant list of things, or is it all G14 classified?
No, I'd love to share with you. So right now I'm working on another project that I have been working on since last year. Once the book was done, pretty much like most of the editing, I started to work on another project and I'm working on that right now. But also I'm just really calling in peace and happiness. I mean, I'm very happy in my life right now. There's peace there, but I just want to amplify that peace and happiness because I think sometimes we get so caught up in what we want and trying to achieve the next best thing that we don't take the time to actually live in the moment and be grateful for where we are right now and to be happy about that. So I'm taking more time to be present and to just be thankful for my life and where I am. I recently relocated from LA to the Seattle area, and it's always been a dream of mine to live in Seattle because I love the mountains, I love the water, I love nature, and I wanted to be even closer to that. So this season in my life, I have been able to manifest a lot of things, and it's just like magic. Literally for me, when I see something that I think about in my mind and it becomes my real life, I just look at it as magic. And I'm just really happy right now. I'm just trying to stay present because I can manifest a million things, but when they're here, it's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, what's next on the list? But I really want to stay focused on living in the moment and just kind of sinking in and just kind of soaking in all that I've brought to my life and really enjoying that. So that's where I am right now. It's just enjoying this peaceful, wonderful experience, and then just taking my life day by day and enjoying the moment as each moment comes.
All right, cool. She's now in Seahawk country, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. She's like, yep, LA, let's get away from there. A little extra busy. Let's get more nature, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So will this book have an audio version?
It will. So on May 28th, the audiobook will be released. I'm really happy about that. I'm excited about that. So that will be coming out. And for people who love to listen to books versus reading them, I think it'll be great. I can't wait to listen to it myself. So that's something else. It is also on Kindle as well. So if you want to just read it on your Kindle, you can do that. And of course, it's out in paperback. But yeah, if you'd love to listen to it, Dom, love to be able to send you over a copy of it and just have your take on how it would sound to, or how the experience would be to hear the book and the experiences that I talk about versus just reading them. So I think it'll be cool to check that out.
Sweet. So are you going to be reading it too?
No, there was an actress who was hired to do it. So she's going to be reading the book, and I'm excited to hear how it's going to come out, in her tone. But yeah, I would love to listen to it when it's out. I'm excited about it.
Oh, I was hoping you'd read it.
Well, it's okay. At least I have an audiobook. So I'm happy about that. So I'm excited. I'm grateful to have the audiobook version, and I can't wait for that to come out next month.
Sweet. Hear that right, folks. If you're going on a hike, y'all, that's right indeed. Chloe's got you covered. That's right indeed. She's got you covered, y'all. She'll be in your ears. That's right indeed. The content will be in your ears and in your brain. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. It'll spark it. That's right indeed. It'll be a nice tap to the brain. That's right. That'll wake up even more. And then you'll have a third eye open. And then you put on a pair of specs and you'll have your fifth eye open. That's right.
But Dom, in the book, I do have what I call creative imaginings that are subliminal audios that I've created. So I have prompts in the book for people to go to my website and listen to the audios that I have. So if you want to hear some other content from me, as far as subliminal messaging and audios, which are music tracks I've created with mantras and messaging that will help to reprogram the subconscious mind so that we can actually cultivate and call in our manifestations on a much faster frequency level than if we just were to say things like, I am worthy, I am loving, which is amazing. But when we do that on the subconscious level, it amplifies those mantras and it helps us to manifest what we want faster and quicker. So that was a bonus that I did for readers and listeners because I want people to get what they want in life. We all deserve to have an amazing life. And My hope with the book is that people can call that in.
Sweet. There you go. Call it in, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. This is something that you can call in for real. This won't be Tyrone, y'all. This is something else. A lot better.
You're funny, though.
Oh I get that lot. So for those who want a taste of the book of what to expect and they've never heard about manifestations before, what's the Cliff Notes version or the taste of what to expect for those looking to get started on manifesting their desires?
So, if we're looking to manifest something or we're looking to call in a change, maybe we're unhappy in our careers, with our relationships, with ourselves, whatever it is that we want to work on, this book, Untapped Magic, it is your guidebook to help you cultivate change quickly. So, whether that's looking to lose some weight or to find your perfect partner, to call in a business, to call in ease and peace and flow. My book, Untapped Magic, it talks about techniques and tips that will help you to get there. So all of my modalities and techniques, they're backed by science and also psychology. So that means that they're proven to work to help you to get the success that you're looking for in your life. And that's the cliff note on the book. I have so many tips in there, so many actionable items to help people actually get from where they are to where they want to be. And my goal is for people to actually be able to manifest their goals and dreams. And that's why I wrote the book.
Sweet. That's right. Sir, they're right, folks. Clothes gonna help you have the flow, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That life flow that you desire, y'all. That's right indeed. Because it ain't just stories and good old quotes and anecdotes, y'all. It's some action steps, too. That's right indeed. That's right. You can have your big bouted list, y'all, and then make that mess happen. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. It can happen. That's right. You can become bigger than a SoundCloud rapper, too, if you desire, maybe. Just maybe. So my goodness, so since you've been in business for a bit, you got this book out, now you're going on a magical tour and you're just getting started. I'm pretty sure there've been some setbacks along the way. So what would you consider your biggest setback in life or business thus far that actually became a setup for your success?
That's a really good question. I would say for me, something that happened, and this was probably early on in my life as a teenager and also as a young adult, I was in a really bad relationship. And I was mentally, physically, and verbally abused in that relationship for a very long time. And going through that at such a young age, I was at the brink of giving up, meaning I no longer wanted to live because I was in such a low place and I didn't know how to get out of it. I felt really, really helpless. So when I was at that point, I really just wanted to get out. I felt trapped. And once I got out of that, I knew that I would never, ever experience anything like that before. Because, or ever again, rather, because it felt as if I had gone through hell. And if I went through that, I knew I only wanted to experience the opposite of that. And that's what propelled me to chase happiness and to figure out how I can call it in and how I can take my power back. And ever since that time, my life has gotten drastically better and better and better and better because I know my worth, I know what I'm deserving of. And I know that if I've been in a rock bottom, if I've hit rock bottom before, then I knew that the only way was up from there. So that's something that I had gone through. And going through that made me a much better person because it made me understand what true love is, what it feels like, what I want to feel like. And I know how I don't want to feel. And now I only focus on how I do want to feel. So that's something I would say was a setback, but it was a lesson. It was a challenge. And I got through that and it made me a much better, stronger person. And I also talk about in the book how anyone else who's going through a tough time like that can get over it and how they can get the help they need to leave any toxic relationships behind and actually learn to love themselves first before they're ready to call in love again, if they're ready for that, whatever they happen to be ready at that next stage in their life.
Sweet, that stage of life indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. You're that right, folks. She became a champ. She got on the other side, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. Glad you did. That's right indeed, 'cause y'all, you're probably living a life you never thought you'd be living.
You know, I knew it was possible. I just didn't know how. I think a lot of us get stuck up on, well, I want this to happen, but how is it going to happen? And once I stopped worrying about the how part and I left that up to a source greater than myself, all I worked on was the feeling of how I wanted it to feel and then my self-worth. Those are the things I worked on to cultivate and craft the life that I have. I didn't worry about how. I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know the how. And I think once a lot of us decide to let go and surrender for how something's going to happen and just continuously do the inner work that needs to be done, that's when we actually can start to see changes because we are letting a power greater than ourselves do all the heavy lifting. And we ourselves are doing what we need to do to get where we need to go.
Amen to that. That's right indeed. Help you to go north, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So my goodness, so since you're going on a book tour and doing all these interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
People ask me really good questions all the time. I don't have a specific question that I wish people would ask, but I would tell people that if you're looking to manifest something, whether that's money or a puppy or a new house or whatever it is, I would say to them to focus not on the actual thing, but to focus on what the essences would be that you're trying to call in. And what I mean by essences is what are the qualities of having that? What is that going to provide for you? If it's money that you want, more money, well, how much money do you want and why is it that amount? What is the quality of having that amount going to provide for you? Is it being able to have generational wealth that you were not able to have before and you want to create that now for you and your family? Is that being able to pay off tuition or to go to school? Is that just to have security and safety and ease and flow without any stress in your life? Those are the essences of what the money will bring you versus the actual money. And the same thing goes for a puppy. Well, why a puppy? Why this type of puppy? Is it because it'll bring you joy and love? Is it to get you more responsible before you become a parent? What is it? We have to actually think about the essences. And once we get clear on that and we feel how it would actually feel to have that, that's when we actually manifest. That's when we're working with the universe, and the universe is co-creating with us in our favor to bring us what it is that we want. So I would say that to listeners and readers because that is an important foundational aspect in order for us to call in what we really want to bring into our lives.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. Well, then, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
That's a good question. I would probably say it would be one of my favorite dishes. And what is my favorite dish? I have so many of them. But I would probably say a Caesar salad. Why? Because it has so many robust flavors and it packs a punch. I love the tanginess of the Caesar salad dressing. I like the crunchiness of the croutons, but it's varied, it's different. And the terrain, when you go through this book, there are ups and downs that you may experience in your life, but it'll always bring you through on the other side. Just like with a Caesar salad, it has varying flavors and it's really simple. Simple salads, just a few things you need. but it's really delicious. And when you read the book, the tips and modalities are simple, they're easy, they're digestible. But when you finish the book, you're able to come out better than you were before. And having a Caesar salad, it's light, it's healthy, and it doesn't make you feel guilty for eating it. And it's something that is nutritious for you. Just like this book, I think it's vital for everyone to read it because it's going to help you become a better person and to live a much better life.
There you go, folks. That's right indeed. Good thing the odds of March are over. But hey, Julius is never gonna see he's here, y'all. That's right indeed. It's good stuff. That's right indeed. Create your own Roman Empire with this book, y'all. That's right indeed. Without the debauchery, of course. Don't go full Caligula. Just before the I couldn't help it.
Funny dog.
A magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is if you're to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
I would say follow my dreams and my passion, not worry about money or how it's going to come, but do what I love to do and wake up every day feeling grateful and just happy that I'm in the present and I'm able to make a new day the best I can make it. That's what I would say to my 25-year-old self.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's right, that faith, that confidence, that action all together to manifest your desires, y'all. That's right, you can do it, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Don't have to worry about it, y'all. Yeah, that's right indeed. Worry's a waste of energy, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right. That's right. That's right, because Chloe mentions how your mind is part of your wand, y'all. That's right indeed. So you don't want to waste your wand on worry. That's right. That's right indeed. Because your wand, it won't even be upright anymore. It'll just be wilted. Be like, up, oh, they're worrying again. All right, it's going to wilt like a flower. Like, up. Oh, man. Instead of a stem, it'll be a stunt. It just won't. That's right indeed. Well, before any more corn appears, folks need to keep up with you and all that you do. So for those who need to do just that and also cop some copies of your magical book, what's the best way for folks to do so?
You can find me on my website. It's chloeponta.co. It's chloeponta.co. I'm also on Instagram at chloeponta. And right now I am having a free workshop. And this is for anyone who's interested in overcoming limiting beliefs and low self-worth. And you can find that sign up for the free workshop on my website at chloeponta.co. And that's how people can reach me and get in touch with me.
Woohoo! Well, you heard that right, folks. Follow Chloe to her fabulous site. We're going to put a link to that in the show notes. Cop some copies of her magical book. That's right, indeed. Help her be your co-pilot in your life, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Help you get in that direction. Stay in that good old direction, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Because that way, if you see an iceberg, you'll get to dodge it. And then if you see a flying dragon waiting to breathe fire on you afterwards, you'll get to dodge that too. And then manifest some goodness, y'all. That's right indeed. Well, any parting words before a platypus appears, Chloe?
I just want to thank you, Dom, for this opportunity. It's been a pleasure. And I want listeners to know that the dreams that they seek, they are possible to have if only they have the courage to go after them. And that's what I want to say. Thank you for having me here.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.